Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
Tuned in with me to a special edition of Real Talk with Jacob Green. I am your host, the man they call Jim Green. And once again, folks, I want to thank you for tuning in with me. Now, before I get started, I want to remind everybody listening to this broadcast to spread the word of Real Talk around the internet. Whether it's in media, whether it's in blogs or whatever, all right? Just spread the word around. Make sure everybody's informed. Oh, my gosh. I was planning on having a broadcast sooner this week, but unfortunately, due to the fact that my brain has been fried from all the studying lately, plus the holiday weekend, I just thought maybe I'll have, and I got my few days off, and after hearing about Carrie Fisher, I decided, you know what, I must offer my insights on something like that. Because Carrie Fisher is one of those actresses I'm familiar with, besides Tara Strong. And I know she's been with Han Solo, you know, Harrison Ford, the actor who's played as Han Solo in Star Wars movies. And, of course, the last one I've seen those two in was The Force Awakens, or Episode 7, which is in the sequel arc of Star Wars franchise. Now, Carrie Fisher is known for playing Princess Leia in those films, all right? She's more than just, like you've seen the description in this episode, she's more than an eye candy for a fan, all right? And, of course, her film roles include Shampoo in 1975, The Blue Brothers, 1980, Hannah, Her Sisters, 1986, The Burbs, 1989, and When Harry Met Sally. You know, she's wrote several semi-autobiographical novels, including Postcards from the Edge, the screenplay for the film of the book of the same name, and autobiographical one-woman play and a non-fictional book, Wishful Drinking, based on a play. You know, she's also a script doctor, if you guys haven't noticed. She basically proofreads, revises scripts for script writers. And according to The Independent, which is a website you can read an article about, and it's published in the United Kingdom. This was published on December 27th, which is 3 days ago, that says Carrie Fisher wasn't just a great actress. She was one of Hollywood's best script doctors. You kind of think of that as an author, but not just editing books, editing scripts. Anyways, she earned praise for speaking publicly about her experiences with bipolar disorder and drug addiction. That's right. She's struggling with her issues, including her drug problems and drug use. Yeah, bipolar disorder is something that she had for a long time. And I know that because my father used to have bipolarism. And I understand why at a very young age, why he acts with sometimes, I don't know if he's going manic about this, but even if he does, I can't blame him for that. I mean, he's still my dad. I wouldn't look at Fisher differently just because she has bipolar disorder. I still view her, honestly, I never thought I would be saying this, but she's one of the amazing people I've ever heard of in my life. You know what I mean? Besides her Star Wars character, obviously. Now, she struggled with these matters, and she never stopped trying. You know, she accidentally overdosed on a combination of prescription medication sleeping pills when she was alive. Then, you know, that was during this filming of Empire Strikes Back, Episode 5. In an interview that she used cocaine during that time. But who are we to judge her as she's, like, you know, addicted to it? And sure, she needed help at the time and needed help before she died. But, oh, well, it's like bad choices produce bad consequences. Now, the mental illness, obviously I mentioned bipolar disorder. And, oh, man. And that heart attack she felt, oh, man. When I first heard that, I'm like, no. No! Good golly, we have a few celebrities died this year, including Willy Wonka, an actor for the original Willy Wonka. What's his name? I'm trying to think of it. Oh, that's besides the point. Okay, a few celebrities died, and of course, this makes me think through all this, that life is precious and it cannot be taken for granted, okay? Carrie Fisher was very talented even at a young age, all right? You know, her mother, who died one day after her death, was Debbie Reynolds? That's right, Debbie Reynolds, an actor and singer, Debbie Reynolds. She was quite a woman, and she's also a film historian and a humanitarian. I mean, basically, she's like a good mother to Carrie Fisher, you know. And she starred in 1969 on a TV series, The Debbie Reynolds Show, for which she received a global Golden Globe nomination in 1973, she started a Broadway revival of Music Irene, and was nominated for a Tony Award for Best Lead Actress in the Musical. Ain't that something, folks? Ain't that something? Now, sorry for stumbling, mumbling at certain intervals in this broadcast, but there's so much to talk about, you know what I'm saying? My head's just going 90 miles to nothing, you know what I'm saying? Now, Carrie Fisher, from the 70s to the 90s, she's, like, featured in Star Wars movies. She worked with Mark Hamill, the guy who plays the Joker in some Batman cartoons. I dare say that's the best Joker you can have. You know, Carrie Fisher believed the script for Star Wars was fantastic, but she did not expect many people to agree with her. I didn't even notice that. Neither did a lot of people. I mean, her fellow actors who were not close at the time, but they bonded due to the commercial success of the film, A New Hope, you know, the original Star Wars. And thank God George Lucas gave her an opportunity to be featured in a sci-fi classic, you know what I'm saying? Before her death, episode 8 and 9 might feature her hologram or something. But that has yet to be seen, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. Even for Star Wars fans listening to this broadcast, yeah, you know it and I know it, all right? I mean, really, Carrie Fisher. I mean, the Princess Leia metal bikini is what made her character iconic, you know? The latest, like in 1983, there was a Rolling Stone magazine that has a cover that featured a metal bikini to promote the film in the original arc, which is a third film since the first Star Wars film. You know, since The New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. For those of you who are not, you know, keeping up with titles and the years, in the 80s, that was a capitalist era. You know, it's the Reagan era, it's the Prince era. Fisher published her first novel, Postcards from the Edge. It has a bit of fiction and it has a bit of nonfiction, depicting real-life events like her drug addiction and her relationship with her mother. It became a bestseller, and she received L.A. Pen Award for Best First Novel. You know, she was in Australian film, The Time Guardian. Not many people might know that, but some of you may know. I'm not sure how many people would know that. Now, she played a major supporting role in When Harry Met Sally. In the same year, she appeared with Tom Hanks as his character's wife in The Burbs. And if you watch Austin Powers, she played a therapist in that movie. She's appeared in a few comedy films as well. And she even appears in Lethal Weapon 3, where she wrote some of Rene Russell's dialogue. Anyways, back to the new millennium here after the, during the second term of the Clinton administration, that was toward the time Bush Jr. takes office in 2001. So that's the third millennium, reaching to the 2000s. Former actress in Scream 3. And playing the nun in the Kevin Smith comedy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. So, boy, she can be hilarious. She can be, she's inspirational for a lot of people, including actors and actresses who want to get paid as actors and actresses. I'm talking about amateurs, you know. Did she polish scripts for a 1992 TV series, Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, the dialogue for Star Wars prequel scripts? You know, she's got quite of experience doing this kind of crap. You know what I mean? And she is nominated Women of Vision Award. You know why? Because she works hard to get to where she's at, and she never stops trying despite her struggles. That, my friends, is something of a capitalist. Despite all the Hollywood crap with drugs and the anti-American values and destroying the American family kind of crap, which Hollywood still promotes to this day. Oh, and speaking of sellout sitcoms like The Seth MacFarlane, damn it. Did you know that Carrie Fisher also voiced Peter Griffin's boss, Angela, on the animated sitcom and wrote an introduction for a book of photographs titled Hollywood Moms? Now, if you hear Angela and you see a Family Guy episode featuring Angela, remember, that's Tara Strong voicing. No, not Tara Strong. Jesus Christ. I mean, Carrie Fisher. Ah, man, those are two of the actresses I know. Seriously. I heard Carrie Fisher first, then Tara Strong. Let's put it that way. Now, of course, that Carrie Fisher was among the featured performers at a Comedy Central roast of Roseanne, which aired in August 2012. Maybe True Capitalist Radio was airing by then. And if not, oh well. Fisher poked fun at her own mental illness and her fellow roasters' reliance on weight and menopause jokes. Oh, good for you, Carrie Fisher. She joked that she had no idea why she was asked to roast Roseanne until they explained that we were actually good friends and that apparently we have worked together. That's her exact quote from Comedy Central roast to Roseanne. Seriously, host Jane Lynch joked that Fisher was there to add perspective to Roseanne's struggles with weight and drugs. And that's a good thing, to get a different perspective each time you talk about a topic. Do I consider her like, I wouldn't say necessarily scholar, but she's quite a visionary, you know, to say the least. Not just in entertainment, but throughout life. She gives joy to so many people just in a way like Robin Williams, but without the depression, of course. That's not to say Robin Williams had it worse, but hey, who are we to judge, right? Because we may be wrong and are him, right? Now, let's see. Of course, that, okay, 2014, April 29th. Oh, yeah, the Star Wars, George Lucas and his crew officially announced Carrie Fisher, along with Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Peter Mayhew, you know, who voices Darth Vader, even in Rogue One, Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker. They're all cast in their original roles for the film, Star Wars Episode 7. And, of course, there's the young version of Leia, and a character Grand Moff Tarkin, through computer animation, in Rogue One, plus Episode 8. They complete her film, her role in the film. So, and don't be surprised. I mean, this is confirmed by Variety magazine, as well as NBC News, shortly on December 27th. That's this week, folks. This is on Tuesday. You know, Taco Tuesday. Now, of course, that in terms of her personal life, she was briefly engaged to Canadian actor and comedian Dan Aykroyd, who you know as the guy who's involved in the Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. Yeah, he's in the Blue Brothers film. I mean, they proposed marriage. Of course, Carrie Fisher dated musician Paul Simon from 1977 until 1983. Okay? And she had a close relationship with singer James Blunt. Of course, she spent much of her time, you know, Blunt spent much of his time at her residence, her house, or apartment, while working on his album in 2003 called Back to Bedlam. You know, when she became a therapist, when Vanity Fair's George Wayne asked Fisher if their relationship was sexual, basically, she would not violate any conduct regulations, you know, set by the American Psychological Association concerns therapists. Therapists are not supposed to have sexual relations or any relations with their clients. So, I consider that a good thing on her part. It's like she knows something about psychology, okay? I mean, you can look it up for yourself. This is like 2006 article from the Vanity Fair, The Princess Diaries. George Wayne published the article. You could even Google it for what I care. Now, her previously diagnosed heart disease would be a contributing factor to her death, besides chronic cocaine and oxycodone use. You know, it's sad, you know, the final outcome. But then again, that may be Gregory Stevens. But it's undeniable that the heart attack occurred on her part. And she had a history of drug use. Now, Carrie Fisher claimed that Stevens' ghost haunted her mansion, which unsettled her, right? She said she was a nut for a year, and she explained that in that year, I took drugs again. That's from the same source as the Vanity Fair, right? She discussed in 2008 that she had her ECT treatments, you know, electroconvulsive therapy. At one point, she received ECT every 6 weeks to blow apart the cement in her brain. And that's coming from the U.S. Weekly. Now, she told the Telegraph that 2 years ago, that she was no longer receiving the treatment. And I don't blame her. I mean, she said at one point in Psychology Today in 2001 that drugs made her feel normal. And, of course, there would be, you know, it's sad, really, that when you get celebrities, you know, hooked up on drugs, then, of course, some people would abuse drugs, but not everybody would. It's just a lot of things can factor in whether a drug abuse occurs. Whether it's abuse conducted by others that prompt drug use, was it their choice, appeal of a certain drugs, or whatever it is. even though I never done drugs in my whole life, I never done them. But I can't blame her, but she really needed help. And that's the thing. 1985, after months of sobriety, she accidentally overdosed, all right? I can't blame her for it. I mean, it's her responsibility if she did it herself and did it on purpose. I mean, we're all responsible for our own sins, aren't we? You know, Harvard College gave Carrie Fisher its annual Outstanding Lifetime Achievement Award in Cultural Humanism. Knowing that her forthright activism, outspokenness against addiction, mental illness, and narcissism have advanced public discourse on these issues with creativity and empathy. And I'm very proud that some college gave her that award, you know? And it's the only thing that made me get to know Carrie Fisher better. And it's the only thing, as of, you know, recently. She's more than an actress, okay? You know, I can consider her a visionary because of this and that. But I can disagree, you know, initially with that narcissism, but I met a Gnostic person before. And she is a cancer survivor and a biologist. And she taught my biology class. So, of course, that narcissism means skeptical of the existence of God. But she was raised a Protestant, from what I've heard during my research of Carrie Strong. Carrie Fisher. And she did attend a synagogue, and that's her father's faith with Jews and all this. Jewish Jew. And don't call Ghost a Jew if you ever talk to him, okay? He'll get pissed off. Seriously. You know, Carrie Fisher's paternal grandparents were Jewish Russian immigrants, while her mother's ancestry was Protestant, Scots, Irish, and English. So there you go. There's the, you know, Jews and Protestant together. Or at least that's just what I think. Now, she did not have a high school diploma, which is unfortunate. She did attend the Beverly Hills High School until age 15, when she appeared as a debutante and singer in the hit Broadway revival, Irene, starring her mother. Her time on Broadway interfered with her education, which resulted in Fisher dropping out of high school, which is unfortunate. Now, in 1973, she enrolled at London Central School of Speech and Drama, which she attended for 18 months. In 1978, Fisher applied to and was accepted at Sir Lawrence College, where she planned to study the art. You know, fine arts, which includes film studies, music, visual arts. You know, while filming Star Wars, Fisher left Sarah Lawrence due to conflicts with her classes and work schedule. You know, she may not have a degree. She may not have a degree or the high school diploma, but at least she's making success, you know, right before her death. And it's sad, really. That it just makes me think that you can lose so many people in a heartbeat if you don't place, you know, something important in your heart that is more than yourself. Like others, like God, family, you know. Just focus on higher things rather than, you know, the material things or things that are just, they don't matter. Or they don't truly matter, because some things do matter in life, different degrees of it, and so on and so forth. What I'm trying to say here is that I appreciate Carrie Fisher for her contributions. You know, for entertainment, for education, and whatnot. You know, if I was asked, what are your some of your favorite actresses? I could say Tara Strong and Carrie Fisher. Those are two I could come up with for now. Now, of course, that her death really opened my eyes and reminded me that I should be grateful for what I have in my life. And it's just that we can only do so much, but we just need to take the time out of our busy lives and take the time away from our, you know, personal things like hobbies or whatnot, or whatever we do, and just start spending time with others. So then, you know, part of it would be like, you don't have to be a jackass for the rest of your life. You don't have to be selfish. And you don't have to act like ghosts 100%. Caring for people is a good thing. And of course, we also have to mind who we are dealing with at the same time. So, yeah. And of course, her mother, if you guys haven't heard about her mother, I'll get to that in a few. So, right now, we don't have any callers here, but for those of you who are listening to the broadcast and there's no callers, then I am so glad that you take the time to listen, because it just means a lot here for me, Eddie Hinkle, and the rest of the crew of Real Talk and overall the Eddie Hinkle Network. So, now, of course, that Terry Fisher went to London for a screening of a movie, the filming of episode 7. You know, after her conclusion of the European leg of her book tour that she took on December 23rd, 2016, United Airlines flight from London, when she experienced a medical emergency 15 minutes before the plane landed at the L.A. International Airport. As you may or may not know, a passenger seat near Fisher reported that she had stopped breathing. Another passenger performed CPR on Fisher until paramedics arrived at the scene. Emergency services in L.A. were contacted when the flight crew reported passenger in distress prior to landing. After Carrie Fisher was taken by ambulance to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, she was placed on a ventilator. Following 4 days of hospitalization and intensive care at UCLA Medical Center, she died at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 10:55 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's in the morning, all right? She was 60 years old at the time, and if I remember correctly, Debbie Reynolds was 84 when she died. She was born on April 1st, 1932, while her daughter, Carrie Fisher, was born on October 21st, 1956. Of course, the Reynolds died the following day after being rushed to the hospital from her son's Beverly Hills home when they were being to plan Fisher's funeral. Todd Fisher said his mother had suffered a stroke and told the Associated Press that Reynolds said, "I want to be with Carrie," shortly before her death. I'm sorry for you, because of that freaking voice that says, whatever time, like, seconds, this and that. Sometimes it happens when you host a show. Anyways, so we're going to go to the after show, and before I continue, make sure, if you want to call in and give your thoughts, you have about a minute or less to do that. So, call in for 347-855-8578. That's 347-855-8578. That's the number to call. If you want to give your voice, opinions, insights about Carrie Fisher, like what do you think about her and what she has done and how do you feel about her death or so on and so forth. Otherwise, I'll just continue with my commentary until like approximately 15 minutes, you know, until the end of the broadcast. So give me a call, and don't wait till like 20 seconds or less if you decide to call in. So while we continue the last 10 seconds. Okay. We're off the air, I guess. Anyways, here we go. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Carrie Fisher. Now, about her death. Okay. Fisher said his sister and their mother will be buried together. Debbie Reynolds, her son, would be buried I mean, Carrie Fisher and her mother will be buried together. And as a matter of fact, folks, if you look in a Hollywood Walk of Fame, you can see the Carrie Fisher Memorial there. And you can see the Princess Leia figurine there. And it says, and I quote, "May the Force be with you always." Oh, yes. There we go. Okay, and the word hope may be there. I think that's the word hope. Anyways, so if you're wondering about any children, the only child I see from Carrie Fisher is Billy Lauer, the American actress, even though Billy was normally a boy name. But it's given to the girl from Carrie Fisher. Don't ask me how I got it. It's her decision. Her brother is Todd Fisher, Jolie Fisher, her half-sister, and Tricia Leigh Fisher, her half-sister. So, yeah. Let's see. Oh, about the death. Okay. In Wishful Drinking, Carrie Fisher wrote about her hoped-for eventual obituary. She said that she wanted it reported that she drowned in moonlight, strangled by her own bra. You know, several obituaries or retrospectives featured that quote. They quoted that. You know, the absence of a star for Fisher on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, her fans created her own memorial using a blank star. Along with flowers and candles, words put on the blank star read, of course, I already read the quote. You can look it up, Google Images, find a picture of it. Type in, Fisher's fan-made star or Carrie Fisher star Hollywood. You'll find it. Now, if you're into Star Wars, and if you play, Star Wars, the Old Republic video game, you'll be, one of those fans that pay tribute to Fisher. You know, thousands of fans gathered at House Organa on the planet Alderaan, where Fisher's character in Star Wars resided. Lightsaber vigils and similar events in Fisher's honor were held at various Alamo Drafthouse cinemas, theaters, and other sites. I guess you could say that people are honoring her life, honoring her contributions to society. Honoring her as a person or whatever. You know, and, that's wonderful, to say the least. And if you're into, the game called Dishonored, she played the voice acting role of a female broadcaster in the game. And of course, I could talk about all the films there that she appeared in, including those I mentioned in the broadcast. She's also featured in an episode of Sets in the City as herself, in the episode called Sets in Another City. I don't watch that much, so I don't really care much for it. So, of course, plenty of people will say something about Carrie Fisher and talk about her for years to come. Yes, it's likely going to happen even 10 years down the line, all right? About a decade from now, 2026, for example. Considering we're going from 2016 to 2026, if we go to that time. But if it's 2017 right now, it would have been 2027. There I go, adding 10 years down the line, okay? It's simple mathematics. It's an addition. Addition thing. Anyways, that's pretty much I gotta say at the moment. To sum it all up, Carrie Fisher may have a bunch of problems, may have some problems, and she was raised by the actors and singers, and she grew up with religion, and despite her skepticism about God's existence, she worked hard to achieve success in Hollywood entertainment industry. She had one kid who's a daughter, and she's raised, well, she has good siblings out there, and she really touched the hearts and minds of others, including her fellow actors and actresses. That she never stopped despite all the drugs and all the bipolarism here. And a lot of people appreciated her character and her, like, people can say, when they see Princess Leia, they think of her, you know, Carrie Fisher. And although there's some people out in this world who are just perverts and disgusting, despicable out. You know what I'm saying? That people are just going to be willing to just do whatever sexual crap related to her. But that's not appropriate, you know, at this point, all right? That's not appropriate. And in my opinion, these people should be ashamed of themselves for dishonoring Carrie Fisher this way. Seriously. I mean, good golly, man. Carrie Fisher is not really an eye candy. And I can't say that enough, okay? There's more to a person than just desires or what you think about that person, okay? Carrie Fisher. And, of course, she's an amazing person, you know, even as an actress. And, of course, y'all could just have your own opinions, your own conclusions about her. And stay tuned for Dead City Radio or another Eddie Hinkle rant about Tweely Atkins, all right? It will come on at, let me see if I can bring up a schedule or something here. Hey, engineer, do we have a schedule for upcoming shows on the Eddie Hinkle Network? Because I basically, what I said about Carrie Fisher, amazing, because of this and that I provided, including her entertainment industry contributions, whatever. Do we get any? Well, all right, engineer's going to bring up a schedule of episodes. Oh, by the way, folks, it's 168 published episodes, and that's not much compared to ghost episodes, but we're getting there. We're getting there. It's not like we could try to compete with ghosts. I mean, come on. Oh, there it is. 11 p.m., unless that's referring to Central Standard Time, it will be Eastern Standard Time, considering the location of his show. So, Don't assume it's just 11 p.m. unless you're in the East Coast. In Central Time, for those of you living in states like Arkansas and Louisiana, it will be 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for those of you who live in states like California and Oregon. And Mountain Standard Time, it's 9 p.m. So don't miss out on part two of Dead City Radio rant on Tweety Atkins, all right? And boy, it's gonna be spectacular. I mean, I've heard the first part, but I can't wait for the second part. So that's all I'm gonna say about Carrie Fisher. And remember, just because a person's an actress or some person that you might see from time to time on pop culture doesn't mean that's always a fictional character. There's usually a person behind the character, and you have to take your time to get to know that person. Whether it's personal, whether it's you just do your research or whatever. Yeah, just keep that in mind, all right? There's a lot more to a person, all right? Anyways, the dogs may be barking outside, so I'm going to have to go. And good night, folks, and, you know, stay frosty, or just be safe, and don't get into trouble too many times. And I'll probably speak to y'all in the next episode of Real Talk, all right? I don't know when I'm going to be broadcasting a new episode, but stay tuned, all right? And, all right, I'll just go, and, all right. See y'all in a new episode, and good night. Good night, folks. I'm out.